To summarize, the climate software tools used to generate and send out daily climate reports have been integrated as a new perspective in Cave. There have been some radar enhancements in recent builds. A couple of the bigger items include the addition of Merle and the Power Remove Control product. You're now able to combine two image plots in the same map editor display using the Load as Image and Combine feature. There is a new auto-update feature in InSharp, in addition to a couple display fixes. The next version of MRMS, version 12, will support ingesting of new products and will contain new menus. You can now save the color map range and procedures. The model-derived wind chill parameter unit has been changed from Kelvin to Fahrenheit. Individual parameters for the SPC Day 2 Outlook will be available later this year. Warnings issued using WarnGen now display in practice mode. WarnGen First Guess Track now uses the closest radar STI data. Flood warnings issued using RiverPro now display in Cave. 1 to 3 day excessive rainfall data now plots without issues. Submenus now maintain checkboxes when those menus are torn off. The FFMP virtual gauge basin plot used to plot backwards in all time intervals except the all-hour plot. This has been fixed. There is now a new plugin in this build that allows NewCaps data to be plotted in plan view. MPing will now auto-update when loaded by itself. There are several under-the-hood changes. Look back at the previous slide for a summary.